Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 9th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Deep learning, robotic pollinators, AI film, AI and warfare. Deep learning. Neural networks, composed of simple building blocks, achieve their breakthroughs through the intricate layering of these blocks, a concept known as deep learning. This method involves machine learning with deep, multi-layered neural networks. A fundamental aspect of deep learning is hierarchical feature extraction, where each layer operates on a higher level of abstraction. While deep networks are incredibly powerful, they come with challenges. They demand vast amounts of data, are computationally intensive, and often pose difficulties in interpretability. Despite these hurdles, deep learning remains a pivotal technology driving most recent advancements in artificial intelligence. Robotic pollinators. Researchers are transforming plant blossoms genetically to make them more accessible for robotic pollination. With insect populations in decline, robots are proposed as a backup for pollination. In Germany, insects are crucial for over 84% of crop species, according to the WWF. Some robots mimic bees in size and can fly, while others, similar in stature to humans, operate with steel arms. However, researchers from the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing aim to adapt the plants themselves using CRISPR-Cas9, a precise gene editing tool. They have successfully modified tomatoes and soybeans, creating male sterile plants with exposed reproductive organs for easier robotic access. The Ge'er pollination robot matches human accuracy in depositing pollen on these redesigned blossoms. This approach could solve long-standing hybrid breeding challenges, making crop cultivation more efficient and cost-effective. AI film. OpenAI is venturing into the world of animated films with Critters, a project largely crafted using artificial intelligence. Slated for a 2026 release, the film aims to debut at the Cannes Film Festival, according to the Wall Street Journal. Critters tells the tale of forest creatures whose serene village is disrupted by a mysterious outsider. Chad Nelson, the creative force behind the project, initially sketched concepts using OpenAI's image generator, DALL-E 2. Now, as a creative consultant at OpenAI, Nelson leads the project with Vertigo Films and Native Foreign. The production, backed by Federation Studios, seeks to reduce the typical 3-year animation timeline to just 9 months, employing GPT-5 alongside AI image and video generators like Sora. While the film's budget is under $30 million, casting is underway, and production has kicked off, although distribution plans remain undecided. For OpenAI, this venture showcases the practical capabilities of their tools. AI and warfare. A recent Stanford study reveals a concern. Language models tend to escalate military crisis simulations, sometimes to the point of nuclear strikes. The United States currently lacks clear regulations on using artificial intelligence in nuclear decision-making, though humans officially remain in control. This growing AI integration in military planning troubles experts, emphasizing the need for caution. In simulations, models like GPT and Claude frequently escalated situations, even leading to nuclear options, without showing any aptitude for de-escalation. Jacqueline Schneider from the Hoover Institution highlights that these models can understand escalation but not its reversal, posing a risk in nuclear crises where restraint is crucial. Experts urge caution against deploying AI agents in real decision-making until their behavior is fully understood. Although international declarations affirm that humans should decide on nuclear weapon use, the reality is murkier. The U.S. Department of Defense's Directive 3000.09 does not ban autonomous systems, but requires appropriate human control, a term that remains vague. The Federation of American Scientists notes the lack of a binding regulation for AI use in the nuclear command structure, creating a risky vacuum. While AI's integration into military decision-making seems inevitable, experts stress the necessity for clear boundaries. In maintenance, sensors, and data analysis, AI can be beneficial, but life and death decisions require crystal clear limits. Robust testing, measurable control mechanisms, and legally binding guidelines are essential to prevent a flawed algorithm from making irreversible decisions in seconds, undoing decades of human rulemaking. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.